Member-supported Jazz 90.1 proudly welcomes you to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites. Call the show now at 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 800-790-0415 or soundbites.org. Now, alongside Steve Ray and Dave Enright, here's Nick Francesco on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. American, all the chips in the PC. It is the 29th of March, Anno Domini 2014, and you lucky people, you're listening to Soundbites. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we're going to be bringing you news, views, things to choose, nothing to lose, kick off your shoes. Don't get the blues.
Here comes the news.
Exactly. Alrighty.
So what's in the news?
Well, many Amazon.com customers awoke to some good news in their email box Tuesday. A partial credit for ebooks they bought. Consumers nationwide who bought ebooks through Amazon and other online retailers will get credited a total of $166 million stemming from price-fixing settlements with five publishers, according to the New York State Attorney General. Illegal actions by these publishers forced consumers in New York and across the nation to pay artificially inflated prices for ebooks, said Attorney General Eric Schneiderman in a statement. Schneiderman said the settlements being paid by the publishers apply to consumers in 33 states, with $11.5 million going to customers in New York. Schneiderman said the settlement is with Simon & Schuster, HarperCollins Publishers, Hatchet Book Group, Macmillan, and Penguin Group. The settlement applies to consumers who bought ebooks through retailers Amazon and Kobo with devices made by Amazon, Apple, and Sony. Consumers who bought ebooks for a Barnes & Noble's Nook tablet are also eligible. Amazon is sending emails to its ebook consumers announcing, good news, you're entitled to a credit of however much money it is for some of your past Kindle book purchases. The online retailer said the credit applies to books sold between April 1, 2010 and May 21, 2012 and expired on March 31st, 2015. For most of the states, the payment is $3.17 for New York Times bestseller and 73 cents for other books. Minnesota residents get $3.93 for Times bestsellers and 94 cents for other books. As for Apple, a federal judge in New York ruled it engaged in a conspiracy with the publishers to artificially inflate the prices of ebooks. Apple is appealing the ruling. So, our poll of the week at soundbites.org, that's bites with a Y, Francis would like us to remind you, is Amazon customers get ebook credits. And your choices are, I got mine, I didn't get any, and what's an ebook? 45% of you didn't get any, 28% of you got mine, 27% of you have no idea what an ebook is, which is about correct for our listeners. And I know you'll have more to say about this.
Of course.
So if you look down the right-hand column to fascinating stuff, the first choice is the forums. And
this is on the soundbites.org website?
It's all on soundbites.org.
Of course.
That's bites with a Y.
Oh.
Yeah, make sure of that.
Francis would want you to know.
That's right. Francis needs us to know this. And if you go down into the forums themselves, you will see the second forum is the poll discussion. And and look for 29 March 14, Amazon customers get ebook credits. And if you take a look at that, you will see that I clearly read a lot, because I got a grand total of $73.54.
My goodness.
I read a lot.
I guess so.
Of books. I do. I admit that.
Now, what's your device of choice for reading ebooks?
My Nexus 7.
Okay, so that's a Android-powered
7-inch tablet.
7-inch tablet. And that's not an, is that an e-ink screen, or is that just a traditional LCD?
No, it's a traditional color LED screen.
Okay, so you can read it in the dark, and you can read it, you know, while you're in bed waiting to go to sleep. And unlike the Kindle screens that are the e-ink screens, this might be something that you can use for other needs too.
So web surfing.
Yeah. I mean, I use mine
the interesting thing for me is I can read Kindle books, Nook books, Kobo Books, everybody books.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody books.
Yep.
Plus, I use it for mail, and I use it for surfing, and I use it for calendaring, and I use it for games, and I use it for everything.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It's a very universal. It's fast, and the battery life is phenomenal on it. I mean, mine will last, it seems like, forever. Because even after, if I'm reading in bed, it'll go into a sleep mode.
Right.
And, like I say, I only charge it up maybe once. I don't think it's even every week.
Yeah.
We do pretty much the same thing at our house with an iPad. We don't use it as much for reading books, but the kids absolutely love watching Netflix on it. And I do a lot of web surfing and email on ours. And we're an iPad family, and mm-hmm. the iPad has a fantastic battery life and always has. They claim 10 hours of battery life.
Yeah.
They are not joking. That's not some kind of crazy marketing puffery.
Mm-hmm.
That's legitimate.
What in the heck?
What's going on over there?
What is going on over here?
Your pockets are talking to you, Nick.
Something with your phone?
Yes. I forgot to say. Well,
a loaf of milk and a quarter of bread?
Yeah, exactly. What happened was, so that all of you know, for pity's sake on a stick, I'm trying to do 60 things at once here, and one of the things I'm trying to do is get the Hangout started.
Your hands are just a blur over that keyboard.
Yeah.
All right, tell you what.
We had an issue, which was that we had no internet.
Surprise.
So tell you what, will you go ahead and do that?
Yeah.
Get going on that. I'm going to remind folks, right now we are in the middle of a fund drive. Each year we come to you twice a year trying to raise $50,000. That's only $100,000 a year to run a radio station. I mean, that's the few staff that they have on hand. We get none, zip, zilch money from any state, government grants, or anything else. Even the school district, we rent space from here. It's not free. So this all costs money. And each week, Nick, Steve, and I, and now Dennis fills in for Steve every so often. We're here. We don't get paid for this. We volunteer our time every Saturday from 12 to 2. Faithfully, you loyal listeners can pick up the phones or, listen on your phones or on your tablets or on your computers or on your radio the old-fashioned way. And we're there. We're there every Saturday giving you computer knowledge and answering your questions without fail. So, it's not much when we ask you twice a year to please, step up to the plate and donate. It's what keeps this radio station going. It's one of seven radio stations that play jazz, 7 days a week, along with a variety of other programs. You just heard the Polka Guys. After Soundbites comes the German show. I mean, there is quite a variety. And then to throw a real monkey wrench into the mix, Rob Litton went out on a limb and took a chance and invited us to come here. Soundbites, the only talk show on a completely music-playing radio station. It was unheard of. But you know what? We've proven it to us. You loyal listeners sit there and say, yeah, I want to keep Soundbites here. So they step up to the plate and you pledge. That's what we need you to do right now. So if you would, please pick up the phones, give us a call, 966-5299, toll-free, 1-800-790-0415. Or you can go on the web and securely put in there that you want to donate to Soundbites. And Rob's sitting at home, and I know, keep him busy. Just start, going online and putting in the pledges there. And again, it's secure. Totally encrypted. We don't resell your names or information or any of that stuff. So please, take the time and give us a call.
And you need to be aware that when we do this, again, I want to apologize to all the people in the Hangout. There was no internet access at the start of the show. So
yeah, you're going to need that.
We're a little bit behind everything. I apologize.
And when it comes to donors, I was looking this up. The average donor is 78% more awesome.
More
than,
awesome.
Yeah.
That's a scientific fact, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm not making this up.
We are giving you the opportunity right now to be 78% more often. Scientifically awesome. 78% more awesome.
That's right. And wouldn't you want to be? I mean, when you think about it.
And you know how awesome you already are because you listen to Soundbites. Imagine being 78% more awesome. That's just an astounding
thing. It's a lot of percent.
It's a lot of percent. It's 78 of them, as a matter of fact. If you were to lay out 78% of your awesome,
right,
it would stretch from sea to shining sea. This is America, ladies and gentlemen, and we need you to pledge. So give us a call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. The truly wonderful Michael Oden is standing by to take your pledge. It takes just a couple of minutes. If you don't want to talk to a human being, you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. And Dave is right. We need your dial. Let me get really serious for a moment. We get glib when we say, you know, we don't get federal dollars, you don't get state dollars. But that's all very true. We get no money from anybody else. When we say member supported, we ain't kidding. You people are what keep this station on the air. And if we don't reach our goal, there will be consequences. We can't help that. There's no magic pocket anywhere. We're not like a lot of other public stations who have big national sponsors that do this stuff. We are here because of you. You and nobody else but you and nobody else but you.
That's right.
And because of that, we have only twice a year to come to you and say, please help us. We need your assistance. And the only thing we ask you to do is to make that call. We have levels at which you can pledge. And let me tell you the truth. If you pledge at the $90.10 level or above, you get that enhanced member card.
Nice.
Which is an amazing thing. There's lots and lots of retailers in Rochester that you can use it at. There are online retailers you can use it at. Every single year, I get more in savings than I donated to the station. And where else can you get that kind of return on your investment?
You actually come out ahead.
You come
saying.
Out ahead. All you do is pledge and you come out ahead. I don't know how you beat that. So please make that pledge. Join our friend of the show, Michael, who made a very generous donation, and make that pledge right now. Please, we want to stay on the air. We really do. But the only way that happens is if this station stays on the air. And the only way that happens is if you make the call. We're not kidding. This is not a joke. This is not just some
ploy
to get you
a
call. We need you to call 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. We had a decent number of you step up over the last couple weeks, and we cannot possibly thank you enough. But it is now the turn of the rest of you. We need you to step up. We need you to go to the phones and make the call. It really only takes a couple of minutes. If you don't want to pledge at one of the levels, pledge anything. We will take money. We need money, and you're the one who gives it to us. So please make the pledge, make the call, so that we can stay on the air and keep bringing you the nonsense that we bring you 50 weeks out of the year, because the other couple of weeks we're doing this.
Right.
So please make the call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. And honestly, we have hundreds of people who download the podcast every week. Please, during the week, do it now while you're listening so you don't forget. It's jazz901.org. Make the pledge. It's secure. And at the bottom in the little section, comment section, say it's for Soundbites. And help keep this show and this station on the air. There's over 80 people listening on the stream right now. Please make the call. That stream ain't cheap, and it could go away. Any of these things could go away if we can't keep it running. So it's up to you. Please make the call.
And in terms of value that you get, when you think about how much having a, at least for this show, having a computer consultant come to your house and answer your question without you having to leave the house or go to the local shop or a store at the mall. The value that you're getting as a listener is really, really fantastic. Even if you donate just a token amount to if you're the kind of person who called in and asked a question and got an answer that, that really helped you out, you know, see if you can find it in your heart to slide a few dollars this way. And I think you'll be happy that you did, and you'll definitely be supporting the station, and that's really what we're looking for.
This week I went to replace my clickers for my cable box. And four separate people stopped and talked to me. One guy spent the entire time I was sitting there chit-chatting about computers.
How much did you charge him?
Had he been asking me, had been paying for my time, it would have been a ridiculously large amount of money. But as it was, he got that for nothing. And I would love to have that person step up to the plate and make a pledge. You know the numbers, 966-5299-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We're going to take a break while you do that, and we'll come back in just a couple of minutes with Dennis Worster, Dave Enright, me, Nick Francesco, and you. 21 minutes after the hour, sound bites. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 26 minutes after the hour, we are sound bites. And you might want to put your headsets on so you can hear Linda from Greece, New York. Welcome, Linda. What's up?
Hi. I got a statement first. For all you women out there who listen to the show, get off your duff and make a pledge.
Thank you, Linda.
Okay. Now that I've done the announcement, okay. As I've been telling you, I've got a Windows 7 desktop and a Windows 8 laptop. I don't know where to go for instructions on how to use these things. Is there any place in Rochester that would help me with this?
Isn't there still a local, Nick, local Windows users group?
Yeah, the Rochester Computer Society, rcsi.org, I think it is. Yes, that's exactly what it is. rcsi.org, Rochester Computer Society Incorporated. They have a monthly meeting. You can go to those meetings and talk to people. They have lots of stuff that goes on, like helps half hour and that sort of fare. And there's always somebody who's willing to sit down and show you something, so you could bring the laptop with you.
Yeah. Okay. My next question is, this is for Dave. Dave, if I brought my laptop over to you, could you set up the form for me? Because I'm still having trouble with those little thingamajiggers to set up.
Say again, Linda?
You know how you try to register for the form, and you got to use those little I don't know what you call them.
Oh, the captchas.
Yeah, my eyesight's not that good.
Well,
I
you can turn
to
Linda.
For me.
I believe.
If I brought it over, would you do that for me?
Linda, there's also, I believe, on the captchas, you can have it talk to you.
I know. I've tried everything, and I can't get it to work.
Yeah, give me a call. You know, leave in your number at the shop, and I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right.
Please, people, make a pledge. I'm going to hang up and call back so I can.
Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
That's what we love to hear.
Wow.
That's what it's all about, everybody.
And now she's going to be 78% more awesome.
And she's going to be 78% more awesome. And considering how awesome
right. She
already is, that's a lot of awesome.
And Michael earlier?
And Michael earlier. So it's Michael, it'll be Linda.
Wow.
And it's up to you now.
If you'd like to be as awesome as them.
And it isn't hard to do. All you have to do is make the call and to make the pledge, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll-free 1-800-790-0415. We don't give you the opportunity to become a member of this station very often. It's only a couple of times a year, so don't waste this opportunity. Make the pledge, make the call, become a member of the Soundbites family.
And then you can strut around your house, proud as a peacock, that you became a member of Jazz 90.1.
not only strutting proudly, but 78% more awesomely.
That's right.
That's right.
Believe it.
And listen, we do have membership levels, and when you call, ask Michael Oden, who's doing that for us. Ask Michael about what those pledge levels are and the great stuff you can get at one of those levels. But you know what's really cool? You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member. It is the coolest thing there is.
How does that work?
It's really easy. When you call, say you want to be a Jazz-O-Matic member, and then for a minimum amount of $10 a month,
okay,
and you set the amount and the number of months, and you can decide how long you want to make that gift be.
Uh-huh.
And then you can have the prizes at that level.
Wow.
So it becomes completely painless.
Nice.
You don't have to remember to do it every month. You don't have to do it all at once. It's a kind of a little payment plan sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do that. And one of the things that you will be helping support is our 800 number. So that people like Jason from Altoona, Pennsylvania can call in and talk to us. Hiya, Jason. What's up?
You remember a while ago you asked us all to try out that texting notification company for you?
Yeah.
I had done that, and then after a while you guys had made the implication that it was okay to unsubscribe if we wanted to, so
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
And about 3 weeks ago, it started up again by itself.
Uh-oh.
And I can't figure out how. I tried unsubscribing last weekend after I got the notification, and I just got another one today, and I'd like it to stop.
I understand that. I will see what I can do about that. Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
You
all
too.
Right.
Bye.
Interesting.
All right, we've just been handed some yellow papers.
I love the yellow papers.
What are the yellow papers? Those are people who are calling and making membership applications?
They are. I want to say this is Andy, okay. I'm pretty sure. Thank you, Andy.
Or Linda, maybe?
Oh, no, that's Linda. You're right. Wow, I can't read his handwriting. That's my fault entirely. Linda and Gerd have both pledged very generous amounts. We want to thank both of them for their generous pledges. And don't leave them hanging, people. Don't leave them out in the cold. Join them. It's real easy to do. And again, all you have to do is make the call and make the pledge. It's very easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299 if you are outside the 585 area code. 1-800-790-0415. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. It's up to you to keep this show on the air. It's up to you to keep this station on the air. We can't do it for you. You have to make that call. It's really pretty simple, but you have to do it. So please, make the call right now.
We'll be so friendly to you when you have your call taken by us. You'll be so surprised, and you'll be smiling. You'll hear the smile come through the phone back to you as you make that pledge.
That's exactly right. We're delighted to bring you this show every week. We love doing this, but we can't do it without you. And honestly, we step up every single week.
And we've been doing it for 24 years.
Almost,
and,
yeah. I was
coming
catching
up
that last night.
Yeah,
we
right.
Labor Day weekend, we hit 25 years. 25 years, folks, of bringing, you know, and solving your computer problems.
That's a quarter century.
That's right. And we've been doing that for a quarter century. We're asking you to make a two-minute phone call.
Yeah. And
please help us out. Please.
It's only twice a year.
I know,
twice a year to keep this fantastic show and radio station. More important, the radio station. And what gets me is, I've been going to the Jazz Fest for five years. I've been going there for 5 years. Whew, time goes by fast. And, you know, every time you go there, folks are always stopping by. Oh, I love your show. You know, great station. Boy, if I could also get those folks just to step up to the phones, you know, and give us a pledge. If they enjoy the jazz that much, because it's only here at Jazz 90.1, that coming up to the Jazz Fest, that Rob manages to give away tickets.
Ooh.
So, you know, I mean, and you don't have to do a lot of goofy stuff and everything else like on some of the other stations. It's just, it'll tell you to pick up the phone and give us a call. Nice. And he doesn't drill you, so are you a member or anything else? No. But if you're a loyal Jazz person, you can sit there and say, thank you. And, you know, thank you for the great job you do because I am a member.
Right.
It's that smugness that you can also have. And by also signing up, here's the other thing. You get this membership card. And you take it to various restaurants that are on this list, booklet. And you can get 2-for-1. So not only is it a tax deduction, you get some great gifts depending on the level that you pledge at. You also get this other diner card that, you know, gets you great deals on when you go out to dine out for the night.
Yeah, so that Jazz member, like I said, that Jazz member card, I make money
right.
getting that every year. And you could too, and it's real easy to do. Pledge at the $90.10 level or above, and you get that card, and it is a doozy. You should definitely check that out.
Wow.
And make the call 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Jazz901.org. Operator is standing by. Michael's not particularly busy right at the moment, and really, he should be, because we think you should value this show, and we think you should value this station. I can't put it any more plainly than that. Apparently, if you don't, then just turn off the radio right now. That's probably best for everybody. But those of you who are still listening, please make the call, make the pledge. Let's keep this station on the air. It's only you who can do that, so please. Give us a hand, 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or jazz901.org. And while you're making that call, I will read more news.
Ooh, what's in the news?
And the internet's back up,
oh.
Just so you know.
Hurrah.
Wonderful.
Android has mostly caught up to iOS in terms of the number and quality of apps available, and it might have eclipsed it in another regard, app stability. According to Criticism's Mobile Experience Benchmark report, apps are about twice as likely to crash on iOS as they are on Android. Not surprisingly, the study shows that the newer versions of Android and iOS offer more stability than older ones. Kit Kat, Jelly Bean, Ice Cream Sandwich, for instance, showed a 0.7% app crash rate, while apps crashed 1.7% on older Gingerbread OS. The same is true for iOS. The latest iOS 7.1 had a 1.6% app crash rate, while apps on iOS 7 crashed 2.1%, and iOS 6 was at 2.5%. The study also shows that gaming apps have a higher crash rate at 4.4%, while e-commerce apps tend to crash the least at 0.4%. That makes sense, since games tend to be more resource-intensive and are becoming fairly complex on mobile devices. The report also breaks down app stability by certain devices. The Samsung Galaxy S4, for instance, is shown to experience fewer crashes than either the Galaxy S3 or the HTC One. For iOS, the iPhone 5 is the most stable device, followed by the iPhone 5S. The iPad 2 experiences the highest number of crashes, likely because it runs the oldest hardware. So do you get a lot of crashes? Give us a call, 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415.
How can it be that the iPhone 5 is the most stable, followed by the 5S? That implies that they've become less stable? Because the 5S was released 12 months after.
Yes.
The iPhone 5.
Well, but what's it got in it that makes it an S? Something makes it a little less stable.
It's got a chip in it that stores your fingerprint so that you can log in without having to give a PIN. And it's got some enhanced photo capabilities, but I'm not sure what's making that making that less stable.
But it may be whatever those drivers are is doing that. I'm not sure what to say about
that.
I'm
going to have to read this report.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Steve Ray, Dennis Worcester,
right.
Me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 39 minutes after the hour. We're Soundbites on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Edwin.
And I'm Dennis Worcester.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And I would like to thank Linda. I think we thanked Michael and Linda and Gerd and Mark and Walter and Richard for their very generous donations. Thank you all. We really, really appreciate it. But don't leave them hanging in the wind. Step up. Join the family. It's real easy to do. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. You can also pledge securely online at jazz901.org. This is the perfect time to dial in because the phones are not busy right now.
Right, and we'd be happy to thank you on the air for your donation.
And while you do that, we'll talk to Vic from Irondequoit, New York. Welcome, Vic. What's up?
Hi, guys. I like Firefox a lot. That's the only browser I use. And yesterday I read, I don't remember what site I read it on, that Firefox version 29 is going to be coming out with some major changes. Now, my question is, when this does come out, is there any way to revert back to the version that's right now, or am I forced to take it? Because I don't even know what it's going to be unless you guys know what's going on.
Well, we don't know that yet because it isn't out.
And don't update it. It usually asks you if you want to update. Just say no, not at this time.
Okay, I'll have to change. I think I've got mine set for automatic.
Yeah, change it to ask you.
Yeah, change it to ask me every time or manual update or whichever you want. Okay. And that should help. I understand nobody likes change. But what the folks at Firefox are finding is that they are losing market share. And the reason is, of course, because they've fallen behind in a couple of other features. So,
well, there's a beta version out, I guess you can, but I'm scared to do something like that. I don't want to screw up my computer. Is there any place where you could go where you could actually download the beta but not really put it on your computer? You know, like a virtual beta or something? Is that possible?
Not that I know of. If you're going to download it, you have to install it somewhere in order to see it working.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm going to turn off everything right now, and this way I won't get it on until I read whether it's good or bad or it's going to be like a Windows 8. You know, I mean, who knows?
Right. No, I get that, and I understand your trepidation. I truly do, but until we all see it, who knows? If you're lucky, all the changes, all the big changes at least, will be internal just to make it faster and smoother and yada, 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 and won't really muck around with the look and feel.
Right. It's supposed to come out, I guess, 6 weeks from a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, thank you very much, guys.
Thank you very much. And let me also thank Brian for his generous donation and membership to the club.
Nice job, Brian. Thank you so much.
Yeah, it's you folks out there who keep us running every day and who keep this show on the air. And without you, you'd be listening to dead air. You know, wander around the dial and see what else is on that's as danged interesting, exciting, and informative as Soundbites, you'll find there isn't anything. And so you want to keep this show on the air, and you can help do that. It's real easy to do. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free, 1-800-790-0415. I want to mention Joan and Sarah from Greece.
John.
That's an H. John and Sarah from Greece. Apparently they pledged last week, and I did not mention them. I did not have them in my list, John and Sarah. I have a John and a Joan, but I don't actually have a Sarah. Well.
We can add a Sarah.
Easily. I apologize, Sarah.
And thank you, Sarah.
And thank you.
And thank you,
Sarah.
John.
I don't know what your dollar amount was, but
Doesn't matter.
That's not the important part.
That's right.
The important part is that
they made the effort.
pledge. Thank you, John. Thank you,
They're
Sarah.
Part of the Soundbites family.
They are indeed, and that's the important part. We don't care if it's $1 or $50
there
or $1,000.
There is no wrong amount.
There's no wrong amount. The fact is you're a member of the family just by pledging.
Mm-hmm.
And we have lots of people who are senior citizens or are younger folks who pledge smaller amounts. And folks who are currently underemployed or unemployed and they pledge smaller amounts. That it's not about the amount. I've had people who say, well, I'm embarrassed to call and pledge a little bit. No. Every dollar gets us closer to our goal. Every dollar keeps this station on the air.
And we will thank you just the same.
That's mm-hmm. right.
And we also have the Jazz-O-Matic. Jazz-O-Matic is a way that you could set it up to donate monthly. So if you can't, you know, you want to contribute, but you can donate as little as $10 a month for as long as you want. And that way, you know, have it drawn out of your checking account or whatever. They can set it up and make it, you know, work with you on that. So it's another consideration if you don't have the money right now.
$10 a month is $2.50 a show.
That's not bad.
For us. Really? Seriously?
Exactly.
We're not worth $2.50?
We're not worth a little over a dollar an hour, people.
That's half a cup of coffee.
Yep.
At some of the more mm-hmm. outrageous
yeah.
caffeine places that are on every street corner in America. So you could double that, $20 a month.
Because right now as it stands, I'm looking here at our webpage. We're about $16,000 short.
Is that all?
Oh, $16,000.
I think we could clear that by the next hour.
That would be great if we could get the folks to pick up the phones and give us a call at 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 because I know there's a lot of you out there that are maybe out of the Rochester area listening to us on the web.
See if we can do that. Let's see if we can... can hit $1,000.
That'd be great.
By the end of this hour, you've got 9 minutes to do that, and all you have to do is make the call. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. We had a bunch of pledges already,
right.
And we're close, but we're not close enough. We will get there with your help. You have to make the call. We want to blow these people away. We want to mm-hmm. be able to say, we hit the numbers that we wanted to hit. But we can't do that without you. Nobody's calling in right now. We're going to fall short. And you're one of the people who needs to make that call. 585-966-5299. 800-790-0415. It's not difficult. You can pledge online at jazz901.org. Every single dollar helps us keep this station on the air. And only you can make that happen. Nobody else. 966-5299 or 800-790-0415 or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You get news. You get computer advice. You get entertainment. You get 2 hours of every geeky thing you could conceivably want. And all it takes is a pledge from you to make sure that keeps on
and
coming.
And it's also kind of saying thanks to us. You know, I mean, that they really appreciate that we are here every week. I mean, we don't know that for sure. You know, a lot of folks just take it for granted. You know, they've gotten so complacent that they know they can just turn on the radio or click on their computer. Oh, yeah, Soundbites is there. Yeah, that's right. We are there every week. But you know what? If you don't take the time and pick up the phones and give us a call, we may not be. I mean, Rob could drop us like a New York moment and put in some other, you know, program or who knows what. So if you folks really enjoy Soundbites, you're going to step up to the plate and call and donate. Just take a few minutes. It doesn't take that much. And like we've been saying right along, there is no wrong amount. Whatever you can afford, that'd be great. It gets us $1 closer to meeting that $16,000 goal that we've got left. I mean, over $34,000 has already been pledged. And we thank all you folks out there from the bottom of our hearts that have taken the time to pledge. But we need the other, you know, half of you folks out there to, you know, pick up the phones and give us a call, please.
The statistical average around the nation, aside from 78% more awesome, is that 10% of the people who listen to a show pledge that show. I think you people are above average. Prove me right. Make the call. 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Michael is taking pledges, so if you're on the line, please stay on the line. If you're not on the line, why the hell not? Make the call. It takes a couple of minutes out of your day. It means that instead of being annoyed that we're pledging, you will feel smug and 78% more awesome. And we will then, when we reach our goal, stop pledging. All we want to do is keep this station on the air. There's no magic here. This is not a lot of money to ask for. If you stop and think about it, we're clearly not paying a bunch of people a bunch of money to sit around in this place. We need you to step up and help us keep this station on the air. That $50,000 we're asking for keeps the lights on. That's what it does. It keeps the power going to the antennas, and that all comes from you.
That's right. We got 2.5 minutes left till the top of the hour.
Let me thank Greg and Steven and Diana, all of whom were so kind to make those pledges. So thank you so much. We really appreciate that. They've joined Michael and Linda and Gert and Mark and Walter and Richard and Brian and John and Sarah, and we want to thank them from the bottom of our hearts. We know that.
It's really great. We really appreciate you giving us a call today. We know that you could be doing lots of other things. You could be doing anything in the world, but you chose to pick up the phone and give us a call. Make that pledge, and we really appreciate it. We hope that if you're listening and you haven't done that yet, that you will pick up the phone. You will recognize that we provide a great value here and choose to support us. We'd love to have your support, and we think that that you'll feel great once you make that call.
Yep. I admit it. I've said this for years. I get a little too emotionally involved in the pledge drives. I take it as a personal offense when people don't call in because I think that they are rejecting me personally. And I should get off of that because I know that and I understand there
you're
are
a much beloved figure. How could this be?
We offer our yeah. time for 24 yeah. years. I mean, like I've stated before, it's three of us. And every Saturday, right in the middle of a Saturday afternoon when we could be doing other things. I mean, I know Nick and myself, we're usually leaving the house by 11 or so, and we don't get home. After we finish up here and get home, it's 3 o'clock. So there's 4 hours right out of the middle of a Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
Every Saturday.
52 weeks of the year, unless Christmas falls on a Saturday or New Year's. We're here to, you know, answer your computer questions. So all we ask is that you please pick up the phones, give us a call, show your support, please.
And I want to thank Ed and Mark for their, yep, that's the two I got. Thank you so much for your donations. Very generous. We very much appreciate both of you. Thank you for joining the Soundbites family. It's a joy to see Ed and Mark joining Diana and Stephen and Greg and Brian and Richard and Walter and Mark and Gert and Linda and Michael and Sarah and John.
Wow. Nice job, guys. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's great. It's people like you who will keep this station on the air. It's people like you who will keep filling up my Saturdays for hopefully the next 25 years.
I think we're getting really close.
We're getting close. We could, if you make that call now, we could hit that $1,000 mark if right. you will make the call. So please make that call. It's 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Make the call now. Help us reach that goal. And then we clear the way for the next hour of people who come on and also make that pledge. So please We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with Dave Enright, Dennis Worster, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It is 59 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites, and it is on the truly and solely member-supported Jazz 90.1. So help us support this station. Become a member. We'll be back on the other side.
Welcome back to America's longest-running computer show, Soundbites, on member-supported Jazz 90.1. Get online now. Call 966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 800-790-0415. Or submit your question by email at soundbites.org. Once again, here's Nick Francesco, Dave Enright, and Steve Ray on member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 5 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. Let me start out by thanking Michael, Linda, Gerd, Mark, Walter, Richard, Brian, Greg, Stephen, Diana, Ed, Mark, Mike, Joya, Sarah, and John for their generous donations. Yes, folks, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. We'd like to end that pledge drive. It's only $16,000 we have to make. I think we could make it ourselves in the next hour.
Yeah, really.
But you know what? Let's just set a goal of $1,000.
That'd be great.
And all we have to do to make that goal is for you to step up and make a pledge. 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. If you don't want to talk to humans, which many of us don't.
We get it.
We get it.
We're not here to judge.
Exactly. You can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. All you need to do is pick up that phone and make that call. Please make the call. We say this all the time, but we make it sound too glib. Let's face it. The only money this station gets comes from members. When we say member-supported, we don't mean, like some other stations do, member-supported plus big gifts from other people, member-supported plus government funds, member-supported plus endowments. We're a very small station, and we need to make $50,000, and we're, what, $16,000 short?
Mm-hmm.
We can make $1,000 of that today. We can. I know you can do it. All you have to do is pick up the phone and make the call. 585-966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Let's end this pledge drive. Let's go back to the same kind of nonsense we normally do, but we can't do that without you. So you need to make the pledge. If you want to, you can pledge at any level. We have pledge levels, $35 up to $1,000, where you can get prizes. You can get gifts.
Yes.
That's great. But if you want to pledge $1, we want to hear from you. If you want to pledge $10, you want to pledge $25, we don't care. Please call, make the pledge. You can also become a Jazz-O-Matic member. Maybe you'd like to make a pledge, but you don't have a lot of money sitting in your pocket right now. You can spread that payment out for a minimum of $10 a month. A minimum of $10 a month, and you decide how many months. You can become a Jazz-O-Matic member and get the gift at your level. And if you think about it, we said this earlier, that's $2.50 a show for Soundbites. $10 a month is about $2.50 a show.
Yep.
That's half a cup of coffee. Are we worth a cup of coffee to you? $20 a month. That's all it takes. $20 a month.
You can do it.
Make the pledge. You spend that every single week on coffee. You spend more than that every single week on coffee. But all we're asking you to do is have one less cup of coffee a week and make that pledge to Soundbites. That's simple enough.
It is.
Or go ahead and have all the coffee you normally have and still make the pledge to Soundbites. We don't care.
Now, if you haven't had your coffee and you're feeling a little sleepy and still want to make a pledge, it's okay. It's okay. Even if you're talking a little slow, even if you're mumbling a little bit, that's all right. We'll figure it out. We'll take that pledge. Just make that call.
And we want to thank Kelly for a lovely, generous donation. Thank you so much, Kelly. We really appreciate it. Kelly has stepped up to the plate.
Thanks, Kelly.
And Kelly's on the line? Is that what you're telling me?
No, remember you took a pledge and we got that gentleman on the line.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yes. That's right. I completely forgot. I'm so sorry. Fine. Guy makes a pledge and I just ignore
him. Just leave him hanging there.
I'm an idiot and I admit that. Mike, I'm so sorry. Hey, I'm an idiot.
It's okay. I feel like an idiot too when I'm on my computer, so yeah. I'm calling.
What can we do for you, Mike? This is Mike from Livonia.
Yeah, I got a 40-gig hard drive off an old laptop that, really crashed, stopped working, couldn't get it to turn on anymore, killed the battery, I don't know, but I took the hard drive out and got, one of those hard drive players so I can, see the hard drive, but I can't see the folder that was on at the time it crashed. So
yeah.
When I go and look at the hard drive, I can view the other folders at the kids' accounts and the guest accounts, and I can see those folders and the files that are in them. I want to be able to access the ones that were in Dad's file. That was the main drive or unit or folder that was being utilized when it crashed. It keeps saying it can't access it, so I'm wondering, it can't find a way to give it the password.
Well, no, what the issue is this. When you are inside a particular folder or a particular file and the machine crashes, that file or folder is generally left open.
Right. And it's not letting me access it.
Right, because it thinks it's still open. And what you need to do is figure out how to force close a file in Windows.
Well, so I got a new laptop. Bigger, better, faster, that'll hold 9 yards in HP, and I hadn't plugged it in yet to even look at it until I just got done on the phone giving the pledge, and so I'm like, oh, quick, I just got home, I plugged it in, and now it's got me to this box where it says select user or group, and it's identifying the laptop, and it was called Dad's laptop, and then it says enter the object name to select, and I'm just kind of lost at what the heck I'm supposed to put in this.
All right, well, that's not the right place.
Okay.
What you need to do is make sure that drive is mounted. Yeah.
What's mounted mean?
Well, it's up and running. You can see the drive itself.
It's connected.
Yeah, I'm looking at it in Windows 8 in my screen here, and
Windows 8.
I've been denied permission to access this folder.
What you should be able to do
is change the privileges on the
right.
folder.
Yeah. In Windows 8, I think it works the same way as in Windows 7. What you do is right-click on the file
folder
or folder. Yeah. And then you select privileges or permissions. In Windows 8, I don't know which one it is.
It's got collapse, engine control, properties.
Sure. Under properties, you will see security is one of the tabs.
It says read all, read only. So if I should change it from off of read only, right?
You should be able to change it from read only. You can also click on advanced, the button advanced down there.
Right.
And that should let you.
Oh, yeah. Hit advanced, and it says choose the settings you want for this folder. Folder is ready for archiving. But it's checked. It says allow files in this folder to have contents indexed in addition to files. That one's checked.
Okay. Then go back out, and you should be able to take full control. Pick a person up at the get out of the advanced and go back that one screen. Under the security tab, you should see a list of people.
Everyone, group or usernames. Everyone's system. Or then it's got S-1-5 and then this huge number afterwards.
Whatever, but you should be able to pick one of those, and then down below where it says permissions, you should be able to, first you got to click at it in order to change them, of course, but select the person, click at it, and you'd be able to take full control, and that's really the one you want.
Okay, so I put full control, then I de-check, modify, read and execute, all that, uncheck
no.
those?
No. Leave everything.
Oh, okay, and just add
right.
full control.
That's right.
And you should now be able to
hit apply.
And in fact, make sure special permissions is also checked.
It says access denied, error applying security.
Are you logged in as the administrator on that Windows 8 machine?
Maybe not.
Log in as the Windows 8 administrator
that's
and go for it.
That's definitely.
How do I shoot?
Usually on that, Well, you got to go under under your system under in the control panel under users and you know accounts and see.
Oh, okay. I just got Windows 8 and it's driving me crazy because nothing's normal.
Yeah.
So on the right side, if I go to the right side of the window and the things pop up when I'm in my normal desktop looking mode, it's similar to.
Yeah, in the control. Right. I hate Windows 8. Hate it.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, Windows 9 can't come out soon enough. I mean, they say that'll be out by winter, but pff, that's a long time away.
After this winter, though, can't be that far away.
True. But, yeah.
Okay.
It's not coming up on the side.
No, it's okay.
No, you've got to try to get to the control panel. And you're trying to get into the control panel where you see your users.
One of the things that you can do is on Windows 8... right, you can, you know where it says log off or sleep or whatever?
Settings. Do I go to settings to get to the control panel?
No. There should be a log off.
Oh, yeah, no. If I go to the right,
yeah.
Up, and then I get desktop control personalization.
Right.
All right, control panel.
And there should be?
System and security, user accounts and family safety.
Yes. Try that. Because user accounts, you got to make sure that yours is set up as administrator.
Yeah, I don't even know. I opened up out of the box and it just starts setting me up, and then I'm zog9605@gmail.com. That's my name for it, and I haven't even gotten into doing all this stuff yet. All right, so if I change, I just got to be the administrator to do it.
Yeah, you just have to change the administrator user.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I can follow from there, though.
Yeah, right. And there should be a spot where you end up seeing your name in the little picture you pick for yourself.
Yes. Okay, it says I'm administrator. Password protected. Actually, just hit that button and put the picture in, but it says I'm administrator and it's password protected.
Okay, you may need to put that password in. Give that a try.
Make changes to my account and PC settings. Change user account control.
Okay, I'm sorry. We do need to move on.
Yeah, okay. I'll fiddle around.
Let us know. It sounds like you're getting really close.
You're very close.
Let us know.
All right.
Thank you, Michael.
And thank you for your donation
as well. And thank you for your donation. We also want to thank Ernesto.
Thank you, Ernesto.
For his donation. Thank you so much.
What a cool name.
I love the name Ernesto. We thank you. For your donation, we're shy of that $1,000 mark, though. We need you to step up. We're not going to make it if you don't step up to the plate. We need you to make the call and help us out. The number is 585-966-JAZZ. That's 966-5299. Toll free 1-800-790-0415 and pledge securely online at jazz901.org. You folks are what keep this show on the air and what keep this station on the air. Just a couple of times a year we come to you and ask for your generosity and for your help. We don't get any government money, big donor money, any of that nonsense, like many other public radio stations do. We're a very small station, and we live or die, and I mean that fully and sincerely, by your generosity. We need you to make the call. We need you to make the pledge. We need you to keep this station on the air. We've got about 40 minutes left. We'd really like to hit $1,000, but we can't do that without you making the call. Everybody who calls gets to be part of that $1,000 goal, but you don't get there if you don't call. So please, 966-5299, 800-790-0415, pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I would really sincerely, generally love to not have to do this again next week, and the only way that happens is if you make the call. You need to make the pledge. You need to make the call. I can't do it for you. I would if I could. I would come to each of your homes and dial the phone for you. but I can't. So you need to do it for yourself. 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Jazz901.org. And all you hundreds of people who listen to the podcast, please, please help keep this show on the air. If you really do value this show, and you must, or why would you listen every week, please call up now and make the pledge. Don't pretend you can't afford a couple of bucks. We all know that's just so much bourgeois. Make the call. We're not asking for you to pledge the whole $16,000.
Well,
although if you can, make that call right now. Now is the moment.
We wouldn't turn it down.
We certainly wouldn't. But if you can afford $10, $5, $25, $30, $40, $10, $8, whatever amount you can afford, every penny gets us closer to our goal. And the only way we reach that goal is if you make the pledge. We're very far from that $1,000. Please, please, please make the call. Make the pledge. 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Dave and Dennis and I will be back with a whole lot more of Soundbites, but only if we can keep this truly member-supported station on the air. It's Soundbites on Jazz 90.1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 24 minutes after the hour, we're not quite halfway through the second hour challenge. We want to make $1,000 in this hour, and we're woefully behind. You need to step up, people. We're not going to make it if you don't make that call. 966-5299, 1-800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. Now is the perfect time to do it because we're going to go quickly to the phones and talk to Jim from Altoona, PA again. Hiya, Jim. What's up now?
It's Jason.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, Jason.
Sorry.
That's all right.
Yeah, I knew that, actually. Duh.
What's going on?
Actually, a couple of things. First, for that guy who was having the issue with the security.
Yes.
On the hard drive.
Uh-huh.
It almost sounds like the security file itself was corrupted when the computer crashed.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's possible, I suppose.
Well, theoretically, though, you should be able to take control of it as the administrator.
But if the security file from the old drive was corrupted, it may not be able to write the new security permissions to it.
Yeah.
My thought would be to go in and at least run a check disk or a scan disk on it.
Not a bad idea.
That's a good idea.
I mean, it certainly can't hurt, and it would at least eliminate the unknown of whether or not there's something there. And if you've got a friend who's got a copy of Spinrite, he might be able to run a copy or run a scan on it too.
Yeah, just to make sure that all the sectors are readable and writable.
Yeah, because all it would have to be is one bad byte in the sector on that file.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And when a machine crashes with open files, all bets are off.
Bad news.
Yeah, because with the heads out on the platter, there's no guarantee where those heads crashed.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
But another thing I had, do any of you guys listen to Twit?
I do.
Yeah.
Have you listened to Tech News Today before the end of the year?
I listened to Tech News Today. That's with, what's his name? It'll come to me later. Yes, I haven't listened to that show recently, but I have listened to it in the past.
Okay, so you remember Tom Merritt.
Though. Yes, thank you, Tom Merritt.
He is, with his new show that he's doing, he's going through Patreon.com.
Okay.
And I was just thinking that might be a way you guys could get set up a subscription service for your show. It'd generate a little more income for Jazz.
All right, interesting.
Well, that's a very good idea, thank you.
We will check into that.
And also, one of the things that's been bugging me about your show, specifically because it's not a criticism. It's the songs you guys use for the lead in, lead out.
Yes, our bumper music.
For the sponsor breaks.
Yeah.
Some of those I really like, and I would like to get the MP3s of those songs, but I have no clue what they are.
Ah, we can help with that.
How about a Jazz Store, where you can link to like Google Play or iTunes or whatnot. Because don't they have like?
Yep, they've got a referral program.
You guys share profit on the sales that you drive to them.
That's right. Yes, they do offer that sort of thing, and we could make a list of the bumper music that we play. And if for people who really like that bumper music and want to have it with them all the time, and want to buy a copy of it. We can make sure that they have the opportunity to do that in the online music store of their choice. It sounds like something that we could investigate.
That's an excellent idea. Thank you.
Thank you, guys, and keep up the good work.
All right,
we will.
You,
thanks a lot, Jason.
Bye.
Yep. And listen, let me make a plea right now to all of those of you who are currently sitting in their cars. A lot of you say that you love the fact that the show is on Saturdays now, because while you're running errands or while one member of your family is running errands, you can sit in the car and listen to the show. What a perfect time to make the call. It takes less than 2 minutes, so it's not going to break your cell phone budget to pick up the phone.
That's right.
Make the call.
Well, pull over first.
Yeah, I'm talking about people who are sitting in their cars in parking lots.
Oh, yeah.
While they wait for their significant other or children,
that's right,
or whoever to
come out of ballet practice,
exactly.
Or come out of the mall, or picking them up at the movies.
Wouldn't it be great when your kids come back to the car to suddenly see that their parent is 78% more awesome?
That's right. You can look over at them, you can raise an eyebrow, and you can say, "Guess what I did?"
That was Dennis brought us that statistic at the top of the show.
That's right. Completely not made up, 100% legitimate.
If you pledge, you immediately become 78% more often. Awesome.
Well,
I've said often twice now.
I think you would be awesome more often.
You'd be awesome more often. Exactly.
And who doesn't want to be awesome more often? And all you have to do is pick up the phone, give us a pledge. We know that you really value this program and all the programs here on Jazz 90.1. And we know that you want to reward the effort and the quality of the programming that's here, and we'd love to hear from you. We will be very friendly to you when you call, and we will be happy to thank you live on the air.
And we want to thank those who've already called in so far today. Let's thank Donna for her lovely pledge. Thank you so much. I want to thank Ernesto for his pledge. I know, but I don't think I thanked him earlier.
We did. He had the very interesting name that we liked.
Yes, he did. Oh, that's right.
All right.
Oh, perfect. All right. So thank you all very, very much. We really want to appreciate.
And
we really do appreciate.
We want to, and we've been successful.
I
do appreciate them.
Punch drunk here. Listen, save me from myself. Make the call. Make the pledge. We need you. We want to hit $1,000 by the end of this hour, and we're way short. We can do it if you make the call. We've got half an hour to make that pledge. We're gonna talk to Ernesto, and while we do, you make that call, 966-5299. We're going to talk to Ernesto. Hi, Ernesto. What's up?
Hi. Listen, guys. I had called previously about HP laptop dropping out the Wi-Fi, but it's erratic at my job, and some other people having dropouts also. Can the network be that weak that it would shut down the Wi-Fi on the computers and the network?
It certainly could. There's 100 things that can go wrong with Wi-Fi. One thing you should do is check the strength, the signal strength. You can usually do that in the lower.
Yep. Yeah, no, the strength is good, but.
There's more to it than just the number of bars that you see. There's something called the RSSI. That's the Received Signal Strength Indicator, and that's measured in decibels. The lower the decibels, the better. And you want to make sure that you can get that level of measurement in the place where the laptop or typically is, as well as those other places. Wi-Fi is tricky. It's a lot like having a transmitter. If you think about sitting in a rowboat in the middle of a pond, that would be like your transmitter. And if you grabbed a stick and started wiggling it in the water, you'd be making waves that would go in circles towards the banks of the pond. And anything that might be in the way, like a log that's sticking up out of the water, is going to block that signal from everything behind it, make like a shadow. So Wi-Fi is tricky, especially in buildings that weren't necessarily designed for it, especially in older buildings that have a lot of plaster and lath, or in buildings where there's a lot of steel beams. A lot of people plan for coverage, but they don't even plan for capacity. So if there are a lot of people that want to try and get on the Wi-Fi at once, it can be a little tricky to get not only a strong signal, but to have enough bandwidth to cover everyone. And that can also make it feel like it's broken, even when it's not. Like Nick said, there are lots and lots of possibilities of things that could be wrong here.
Right, and that's the problem with Wi-Fi in general. But I'll tell you what, you can download a Wi-Fi signal strength viewer. There are thousands on the net. Be careful okay. which one you download, because you know some of them come with additional passengers. But you can do that. You should be able to see a lot of that stuff directly on your regular network page, network screen, network window in Windows. The other thing is, if you have an Android or a cell phone or an iPhone, you can also download signal strength meters for those. Then you turn on the Wi-Fi, and you'll be able to see how strong the signal is. As Dennis said, it's more about the strength than about the number of bars you've got.
Yeah.
The bars measure the carrier. The strength meters measure the loudness of the signal inside the carrier.
Okay. What about getting a repeater? Would that help?
It could, if that's the issue. If that's the problem, grabbing a repeater and putting it in between you and the Wi-Fi hotspot would be one way to do that, particularly if that repeater is on a wire. Right. If you can wire in the repeater, because if it depends on where the issue is, if the issue is between the repeater and the hotspot, then it's going to do you no good, because it's going to cut out just like your machine is.
Okay.
Right. And we see that a lot in homes as well. My wife likes to listen to Pandora as she wanders around in the yard. And there are places in the yard she cannot get a Wi-Fi signal because something's blocking it, like the refrigerator or,
sure,
you know, whatever. So she's just learned to get get used to that. But you need to – one thing that should always be done is a walk around. One of the things that I did back at my job, and I even did it in my home, is I downloaded one of those signal strength meters, and I walked around my house, and I walked around my building mapping the signal strength so I would know where the strong parts were and where the weak parts were. And that's the first step to putting in something like a repeater.
Okay. And one more question. What about the, the registry cleaners? Microsoft partners as a Fix-It cleaner or something like that?
Yeah.
And it seems to work. I think my machine works faster, but I was reading some of the Microsoft pages, and they said, don't do it unless you want to reinstall the whole Windows thing. I said, wait a minute. But so far it's working, and it says Microsoft partners or something like that, certified partners. Is that okay?
Microsoft certified partner doesn't sound like an actual Microsoft product. So without knowing which thing you downloaded, I don't know what to tell you. I'm sorry.
Okay, it's called Fix-It Cleaner or something like that.
Yeah, but like I said, I don't. You know, there's like 50 that have a similar name, so without knowing the exact name and then doing some research, I can't really tell you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right. Thank you, Ernesto. And we want to thank Harris for a lovely donation. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Harris.
We're very pleased to have these people join the Soundbites family, and you can too. Yes, we are in the middle of a pledge drive. And the reason we're in the middle of a pledge drive is that we need to keep this station on the air. I can't put it any more plainly than that. We want this station to keep on the air because we want to keep coming to you week after week. We do this with zero pay, 4 hours out of our Saturday every week, what with travel time and everything else, setup time, blah, 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 blah. And we do it for free. And all we ask in return, a couple of times a year, we come to you and ask you to call and make the pledge. We were hoping for $1,000 in this hour. We're seriously not going to hit it if you don't make this call. We are way behind. We need you to make the call. It's easy to do. Just make the call. 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or pledge securely online at jazz901.org. If you are listening to the podcast, and hundreds of you do so every single week, please make that pledge.
That's right. Head over to the website. If you're listening to the podcast and you can hear us, you could pause it right now. We promise we won't do anything great while you're gone.
Wherever.
head over to jazz90.1.org, make that secure donation, and then come back, hit play, and we'll be right here waiting for you.
We will wait. You go do it right now. And when you do, at the bottom of that screen, there's a comment section. Comment that it's for sound bites.
And that you heard about it here.
And those of you listening on the stream, there are a massive number of you listening on the stream. Make the call. That stream costs money. We would love to have you continue to listen. We would love to increase the stream. We've had people call and say, you know, sometimes when I call in, the stream is full. But we can only afford so much stream until we have more money. So make that call. Make that pledge. Look at that. We're going to take a quick break so you have plenty of time to do that. It's 966-5299, 800-790-0415, or you can pledge securely online at jazz901.org. I promise you it takes less than 2 minutes. Go for it. We'll be back with Dave Enright, Dennis Worster, me, Nick Francesco, and you. It's 39 minutes after the hour. It's Soundbites and the solely member-supported Jazz 90.1.
Before you call into our show, please make note of the following rules. 1. Turn your radio down. 2. Turn your radio down lower. 3. Remember, nobody has invented a good-sounding speakerphone yet. Don't use them. 4. Make sure you have a point. It makes for a more interesting show. 5. Calling does not guarantee you'll get on the air. No whining. 6. If you do get on the air, please do not tell the host what you just told the screener. We don't care. And 7. Is that radio turned down yet? We hope this will make for a more enjoyable program, and we thank you for your time.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Nick Francesco.
I'm Dave Enright.
And I'm Dennis Worster.
And at 44 minutes after the hour, we are Soundbites. And we are still in the middle of a pledge drive and in the middle of a challenge. We want to make $1,000. We can't do it without you. Trust me when I say we are way far away from it. You can help us make that goal. Make the pledge, make the call, 966-5299, 800-790-0415. Pledge securely online at jazz901.org. We really want to stay on the air. We want to keep this show on the air. We can't do that without you. We've said it before. I'm going to say it again. We don't get government money, state money, big corporation money. You know, you'll hear on other shows this entire week supported by a grant from some huge corporation. We don't get that. We are member supported. You become a member and there's your support. That's how it works. You help us stay on the air. And that's the thing we're asking you to do right now. Please make the pledge, make the call. And while you're doing that, we'll talk to Henry from Brighton, New York. Welcome, Henry. What's up?
Yeah, I have a question. I run a suite of, you know, security-type programs, one of them being Super Anti-Spyware, another one Malware Bytes, and AVG. I usually run them overnight. And for some reason, on one of my machines, they run and then they close and everything's fine. On the laptop that I have, the Super Anti-Spyware and Malware Bytes leave a window open. You know, after they've completed, just says the results, what the results are, and that the program is completed, okay. But the window is left open, and I don't know what me- mechanism there is to have that window close?
Well, generally speaking, in the software itself, you should be able to set whether or not it reports what it's done. The leaving of the windows open is actually a feature, and we see that often those windows stay open if there actually is something. Usually when there isn't, they don't. But you should be able to have it set up a report or not report anything, right? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, on my other machine where it does close, it comes up. It does report what the results are. Typically, that's nothing's been found. And then after the last file has been scanned, those windows close automatically. But on this other machine, they remain open with the message simply being that no potentially harmful items have been detected.
I wonder if the thing, the computer is going into sleep mode.
Before it'll close?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's true. Are they both laptops? Are they both running the same version of Windows?
Yes, both are running Windows 7. One is a desktop, and the other one is a laptop.
And the laptop is the one that's not doing it?
Correct.
Is if it's plugged in, what you might want to do is change the energy settings.
The energy settings.
In the energy settings in the laptop, you can change it so while plugged in, never shut down. Because what it could be doing there is it's not sensing any activity, and then it shuts down. You know, it goes into a sleep mode, so that's why it never closes it out.
Right, because whatever the last thing was on the screen comes back up again, and that last thing was the window.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's probably...
When you say go into sleep mode, that's the operating system going into sleep mode, right?
No,
right.
It's the whole hard drive going into sleep mode.
Well, none of the machines are set up that way.
Well, double check with the laptop, because usually the laptop, that's the way it's set up. So many minutes, let the screen go black.
Either sleep or suspension or whatever.
Yeah, it's under the power management control in the laptop.
All right. Thank you. I'll take a look at that.
All right.
Yeah, give
good
it
luck.
A shot.
Thank you.
In the meantime, we want to thank Steve, who has become a member of the Jazz 90.1 family with a generous donation. Right. Thank you so much, Steve.
Yeah.
He's pledged to become a member of the station. We are in the middle of a pledge drive, and we need your help. Please make the call, make the pledge. We were hoping to get $1,000 this hour. If you folks don't start stepping up real fast, that ain't going to happen. But still, we're very pleased with everyone who did make the call.
Every little bit helps.
Pledge. Every call, every pledge helps. Like we've said, there are pledge amounts from $35 to $1,000. But if you want to pledge $10, $5, $12.
Yep, we'll still take that call.
We're happy to do it. And remember, you can become a Jazz-O-Matic fan for a minimum of $10 a month. You can become a Jazz-O-Matic fan instead of one big hit. It's just a gentle dribble every month without you having to do another thing. It's automatically
painless.
Done painless.
That's right.
And you could be part of the family for a quick pledge. Make that call. Make that pledge as we talk to George from Greece, New York. Welcome, George. What's up?
Hi. I'm a cheerful and willing pledger.
That's what I like to hear.
Hey, that's great.
Question for you. I don't travel very often, but when I do, I like to take my computer with me, and I would like to be able to take some form of a secure dial-up system to get onto the Internet.
Okay.
And I'm finding in the hotels, although I can get free service, it's not secure.
Probably not.
Is there something that's available, like I'm going to say as an example, like a prepaid, where I can buy it ahead of time and go to a location and then dial up through some other system that would be secure?
You've got a couple of options. the device that you're carrying with you while you're traveling, is that a laptop computer?
Laptop.
Okay. So you've got a couple of options. One of them would be to go to your local big box store, and you can buy a device. The one I'm thinking of is made by Verizon. It's called the MiFi unit.
MiFi.
And what it is it's a device about the size of a credit card. It's got a battery in it, and it's got two radio antennas that operate one on the cell phone network, and the other side puts out a Wi-Fi signal. And as long as you are staying in a hotel where you have cell phone signal coverage with the particular provider that you sign up with,
yes,
you can then turn that into Wi-Fi. And then in your hotel room, your laptop can then connect wirelessly to that that wireless device. The advantage is that device is very portable, and it goes with you everywhere you are. So it's not just the hotel room where you could use that. It is while someone else is driving in your car, you could sit in the passenger seat and do internet-related things. These devices have password protection built in, and the information that moves between your laptop and the wireless MiFi device is encrypted. So nobody can steal the information across the air as it moves through the network. So that's one way to do it. Some of those devices are available with a what they call a month-to-month plan, which means that you can turn it on for a period of time and then turn it off later, and you can put it in your desk drawer and forget about it until you're about to travel the next time. So that would be a device that would be a really good fit for you. The alternative is slightly more complicated. It's using something called a VPN, or a virtual private network, and that's a service that you would sign up for where you would pay them a certain amount of dollars, and they would give you some software and some settings that you would configure so that you would make use of the hotel's network service, but the first thing you would do is connect to this VPN provider. Once you've connected to it, again, the traffic that moves from your laptop out to the rest of the world is encrypted, so you're relatively protected from the other people that might also be in the hotel. The downside is that it's a little bit more complicated to get set up. So that it only works when you have someone else providing the internet service. It doesn't move around with you. Nick, do you have any other suggestions?
No, that's the one I would have had, the MiFi. I know several people who have MiFis. They love them.
Especially if you can get them on those month-to-month plans where you can just pay for what you're going to use and then turn it off and stop paying. Stick it in that desk drawer and wait until you need it again.
Right. Back in the day when we all had unlimited internet, we did that with our phones. But nowadays, you do pay for a certain amount of usage.
Right. The other nice thing about those MiFi-style devices, is that you can not only use them yourself, but if you've got people that are traveling with you or if you're going to a meeting, you can optionally choose to share that password with the other people. And I think usually about three to five devices can all connect to a single unit at once. So that might be really the best fit for what you're looking for.
You've given a good description. I am curious. Am I going to have to buy, though, a month worth of service, even though I might use only a couple of days?
Right. It varies. Check with the provider. Sometimes they offer you a week's worth of service. Sometimes you can buy what they call a day pass. Again, it varies depending upon the provider.
Okay.
Be sure to shop around a little bit. The other way that they will sell you service is by the amount of data that you're using. And
yes,
they measure that in either megabytes or gigabytes. And you can buy a certain amount of data. And then when that's all gone, then you could pay again to get more. But either way, that's a good way to go. And I think that might be the best fit for you.
Can I make one other comment to Nick?
Yes, of course.
I called in a week ago about for a friend of mine to get Word on a iPad.
Yes, big news on that this week.
You were telling me that wasn't available, but I'm sure you were sworn to secrecy because you knew that was coming out this last week.
Right, and that's exactly it. You got it. All right, thank you.
Yep.
I want to thank Steve and Jim and John for their generous donations. We certainly didn't hit that $1,000, but I want to thank Michael, Linda, Gerd, Mark, Walter, Richard, Brian, Greg, Stephen, Diana, Ed, Mark, Mike, Joya, Kelly, Ernesto, Donna, Peter, Harris, George, Steve, Jim, John, Sarah, and John for their very generous donations this week. We hopefully will hit that $16,000 goal sometime during the week so we don't have to do this again next week. Pledge during the week. Keep us on the air. Thank Dennis Worcester for coming in and ably taking over for Steve Ray. Don't go away. George is coming in to play the best German music you'll hear all week. Michael Oden is here to keep him on the straight and narrow. We'll be back next Saturday with a whole lot more sound bites on member-supported Jazz 90.1.